Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
Well, an exciting day for us as we launch this new station, WPHM, now 105.5 FM, and very pleased to have online with us right now the governor of the great state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be with you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Glad to have you here on a really exciting day, not just for us, but for Michigan basketball. Can you believe it?
Oh, man, I'm excited for this game tonight. I am really hoping we get to see the Wolverines crush the UConn. But, you know, that's why they play the game. So I'm going to wear my maize and blue tonight, just like everyone across our state is.
I mean, it says a lot for Michigan, not just that we have, you know, the Michigan basketball competing for a national champion. We've got Michigan hockey in the Frozen Four. And, boy, did we ever represent at the Olympics a couple of months ago.
I know. It's been really fun to see how outsized role the state of Michigan has had on so many of these really exciting athletic contests. So it's a source of pride for all of us. And it's nice to be able to rally around sports together. I know everything feels so divisive at times that this is something we can all get excited about together.
Absolutely. Regardless of your political persuasion, you can all get on the same team when it comes to sports. Speaking of politics, how are budget negotiations going in Lansing right now?
Well, you know, we're making progress. This is, as it always is, right? I proposed the budget back in February, and the legislature's got to do their job to put something, send something back to me, and we start negotiating. But we're making progress. You know, I think if we stay centered around housing and literacy and helping people keep money in their pockets, we're going to find common ground and get this budget done on time the way that the taxpayers and people in Michigan expect us to.
The Detroit Regional Chamber a week or so ago came out with a report where they said things, you know, the economy is not great in Michigan right now, kind of sounding the call, particularly in southeast Michigan. They say that the perception is that things are good. The reality is maybe not so great. What does the state need to do to attract better paying jobs to try and help the economy overall?
Well, I think it's undeniable that the tariff policy coming out of the White House is really made life very challenging for us here in Michigan. Our economy is so intertwined with our neighbors to the north, and these enhanced tariffs have just been really hitting the auto sector as well as advanced manufacturing hard. And then you add on top of it the war that is going on in Iran with gas prices going up. That makes it harder for bottom lines of households as well as businesses. And so these unforced errors of decisions that are coming out of D.C. are really being felt by Michiganders heavy. That's why I'm working so hard to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help create more affordable housing, land good-paying jobs, and investment here in Michigan. But, man, if we could just get Washington, D.C. to stop with the tariff chaos and bring resolution to what's going on in Iran, it would immediately have a positive impact on our economy.
You're into the home stretch in your second term as governor of Michigan. What are some of your priorities as you finish out this second term?
Well, you know, I feel really good about the work that we've done. There's no question that with a divided legislature, it's going to be really important we continue in the bipartisan frame of mind and resolve some additional needs around literacy. We want to make sure that our kids are prepared and have the support they need to be successful. And housing. You know, affordable housing is a problem all across the country. We've made great strides here in Michigan. I'm excited about, you know, the work that we've done. We've set audacious goals. We've met those goals and exceeded them. And that's the kind of spirit we got to take throughout the course of this calendar year. It's that whomever comes after me can pick up the mantle from there, but that we've really moved Michigan in a positive direction. I'm proud of that.
What advice do you have for the next governor, whoever it might be?
You know what? We will see. The people of Michigan will make that decision, but I will stand ready to do a good transition and to be supportive, no matter who it is. You know, we got to root for the person who's leading the state. There's going to be always all sorts of things you can't predict that will happen. I just hope we got a good leader who's got a good head on their shoulders and I think does the right thing. That's what we want and need.
Where do you see yourself next year?
I don't know. We'll see. You know what? I haven't even started to really work through that. I love the job that I have. I'm trying to enjoy these last 9 months of it and get as much done as I can before that transition happens, and then I'll start to think about it then.
All right. Governor Whitmer, thanks so much for your time this morning. Always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. The governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, joining us on this day that we launch 105.5 FM, the new WPHM. It is 827. Let's see. I got to hit a couple of buttons before we can do that. Check.